I don't know about you, but I can never seem to get enough of this morning's gospel. I hear the words from Jesus according to the Gospel of John, and I think to myself, tell me again how Jesus will care for me. Tell me again how God in Christ is the Good Shepherd, the one who does not put his own interests first, who thinks of me first. I say in my heart, Lord Jesus, thank you for not running away from the wolves. Thank you for staying and protecting me. For those of us who grew up worshiping in virtually any Christian denomination, we find great comfort in the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Especially if we are ordained persons, or parents, or teachers, we often hear an invitation to be like the Good Shepherd. We hear Jesus say, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Clergy, counselors, teachers, parents often hear those words and think to themselves, okay, so I'm just supposed to give and give and give. I don't need to think of myself, and I am called to get everyone together to make sure everyone has their luscious fill of clover, so to speak. In this interpretation of Scripture, those in authority, you're called to be a martyr at times. And those underneath their authority, we're all under someone's authority. Give thanks to God for reminding the leaders to check their egos at the door and make sure we're as happy as we can be. One scholar poignantly notes that nowhere in this morning's gospel are any who follow Jesus depicted as shepherds or even assistant shepherds. Let me say that again. Nowhere in this morning's gospel are any who follow Jesus depicted as shepherds or even assistant shepherds. In other words, we are all sheep, all of us. We all have gifts to offer, we all have lessons to learn, and we all have one voice, particularly to listen to. Jesus is the Good Shepherd in the gospel. Jesus is the one whose primary concern is for the entire world. Jesus is the one who always cares for and never neglects the sheep. He is the one who freely chooses to give his all for all. So you and I, ordained and lay, we are all sheep. Young and old, humble and proud, doctors and receptionists, janitors and judges are all members of a flock, not shepherds. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He is the one through whom and with whom we gather as a flock. He is the one whose voice we are called to hear clearly and whose voice we are called to respond to with care. Only Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is the Good Shepherd. Now, we want to be like Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and that's a good thing. That in itself is not problematic. We want to teach children well and train children in the way they should go. We want to care for friends. We want to love our enemies. We want to renounce privilege for the sake of the other. We want to share what we have for our neighbor and for God. But being like the Good Shepherd becomes problematic when we think that being Christian is primarily about taking care of everyone as if we are the one and only Good Shepherd. But that is not our primary role as sheep. Are we called to care for one another? Of course. Are we called to listen to each other's voices and the voices of the cultures and histories that have shaped us? Of course. Are we as leaders and parents and teachers and counselors called to be intentional and careful and loving with the leadership roles we have? Of course. But our identity as sheep of the Good Shepherd is not dependent upon how we do as sheep. Our identity is rooted in Jesus' very identity as the Good Shepherd, in Jesus' constant, unconditional, loving kindness for you and me and every single person on this planet, especially those we can't stand or understand. So perhaps your heart beats with joy at the thought of all people, including our enemies, being that precious. Or perhaps, quite frankly, anger rages like a river at the very thought of such an idea. Because after all, if everyone is a sheep, you and I might listen more and talk less. If everyone is a sheep, we might take ourselves less seriously. We might even get to know others more because we do not always have the answers, and we need the other sheep in the flock to hear the very voice of the Good Shepherd. And especially if I see myself as a fellow sheep rather than an assistant to the Good Shepherd, I will consider my capacity to hurt another member of the flock just as much as I consider my capacity to help another member of the flock. Now, many of these implications of all of us being sheep might feel painful at times. But as always, there is grace. And the grace for all of us sheep, young and old, ordained and lay, is that the Good Shepherd does not, will not, gather us for slaughter. The Good Shepherd gathers us always for life abundant, for clovers that actually have nourishment, for wounds that are healed, not just sewn up, for clean water that refreshes, not just flows. For all of this, for all people, for all of creation. So this Sunday, lovingly known as Good Shepherd Sunday, is a little piece of humble pie, so to speak. A reminder that Jesus is not solely my Good Shepherd, but the Good Shepherd of all people.